goodness, Jades. I am I'm already overwhelmed in a good way. The weekend was nuts. Basketball is so much fun. I just love it. I love the NBA. I love college basketball. It is a blast. Last night, Nikola Jokic is doing Nikola Jokic things, even amazing for him. We're going to get into that. You have college sport. Oh, my goodness. You got Thursday is going to be the day. Jades and I have been talking about something we want to do. What are we going to call this, by the way? It's going to be our hype up kind of deal. And we're gonna have like a 5-minute deal with the music bed underneath, and we're gonna ask Rams fans and Bears fans and Buffs fans and Wyoming fans, even Cowboys fans, like call in, text in. We're gonna get pumped up. We're gonna hype up Thursday. Thursday is gonna be the day, man. You got everybody playing that we've ever talked about on this show. It's gonna be Thursday, as far as college basketball on a regular basis. Colorado State. University of Northern Colorado, Wyoming. It's going to be a blast. So we're going to get hyped up. We're going to get some fun, like, montage of music, different things, and we're gonna get this rolling. CU plays at, like, 2 o'clock. So we're going to do it, like, 1:30. We're going to go nuts. What a weekend it was. Watched a lot of local games. Watched a lot of national games. I watched UNC and Duke. That was – listen, I don't really root for Duke or UNC. But you respect Coach K, you know, just like Tom Brady. The greats in this game, we tend to take for granted. I really believe that. We don't realize the greatness that we're watching until it's gone, and then it's like, wow, that was a coach. Instead, we spend too much time being annoyed by it. Not everybody does, but there certainly are a lot.
I'm tired of Duke always being in there. I'm tired of the Patriots. I'm tired of Tom Brady.
I mean, we've had that for years, and man, Coach K, thinking about the legends of this game in my lifetime, the legend of sports in my lifetime, Coach K is one of them. And, they struggled in that second half. I thought they were going to run away with it early. UNC kept coming back. Does that mean UNC is going to make some noise? Does that mean Duke's not as good? Nah, this is always the weird time of year. Because the teams that are obviously in the tournament, you know, it's kind of like that last day of school. You're not the time in between the conference tournament and conference tournaments, final game of the season, conference tournaments, and March Madness is like the last day of school. If you've already got a ticket, you're kind of like, well, dude, I mean, I've already graduated, so what am I supposed to do? Pretend to work? Okay. I know no coaches would ever admit that, but for teams like UNC, where this week is vital. I mean, their only path in, for the Buffs, their only path is probably at least going to the Pac-12 championship. Maybe they need to win the whole thing. But for CSU, it's tough. For a lot of these top four teams, top 10 teams, top 20 teams, it's tough because you know you're in. Now you go into the conference tournament. You want to win it, but you know the ultimate prize is a week away, a week and a half away. Going to be a blast. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Where do you want to start here? Okay, let's fire off our poll question. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What will the Broncos do with the 9th overall pick in the 2022 NFL Draft? Look at this. I'm shocked. You can either obviously select a defensive player, select an offensive player outside of a quarterback, select a quarterback, trade back to acquire more picks, or use it as part of a trade to get Aaron Rodgers. I'm shocked at what's leading in the clubhouse today. Again, go to thewholeshow.com. Select a defensive player is tied with use it as part of a trade to get Aaron Rodgers. Watching NFL.com this morning, or NFL.com, NFL Network this morning, and they have the Broncos projected to go for an edge rusher. And one of those guys on the list was Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan going that route. Now, I've seen an edge rusher. Do you want to go that route again? I know a lot of people look at it and go, well, we went Bradley Chubb a few years ago, and that really hasn't been special. Do we want to mess with that? You got to be careful with that. It's kind of what John Elway got lost not drafting quarterbacks because he drafted Paxton Lynch, and then when that didn't work out, never drafted a quarterback again. And the Aaron Rodgers drama continues. We're going to know tomorrow, though. That's what we're told. Isn't that the free agency deadline, or when free agency starts on Wednesday officially. And that's when Rodgers told us this. So he's at his offensive lineman best pal Bakhtiari's wedding. He's doing the wedding. He's officiating the wedding. So you got Matt LaFleur there, Packers guys there, drinking champagne. You don't think they all got a little touchy-feely where they're like, you know, man, we could run it back. You're going to be the richest guy in the world. Come back one more year, or 3 more years is what maybe the Packers are going to be offering him. Going to be the highest paid player in NFL history. Now, you know, obviously the Broncos will be prepared to trade and make that similar offer. The Broncos are in the running. I still don't see it happening, and the reason I've always said this had nothing to do with the Broncos. It was never George Payton wouldn't want to do that, or Nathaniel Hackett wouldn't want to do that. It was that the Packers aren't going to give up. That's always been my reasoning behind this. Do I want the Broncos to go this route? That's a different discussion. I am torn, to be honest. It's a big haul, and you do worry about the long term. Brady, would you take away the Peyton Manning years? Free agent. You could still worry about Plan B, which John Elway didn't, but you could still worry about Plan B because you didn't have to give up anything to get him. With George Payton, with this deal, Plan A and Plan B are Aaron Rodgers. Because you're not rebuilding for a while, this would be the plan. This would be the shot. Aaron Rodgers on your team, you're automatically a playoff team. I don't think you're a contender. I think you're a playoff team. That doesn't mean I don't think they can win the Super Bowl next year. Just bear with me. There's so many rumors, man. Go to Twitter. Go check it out. It's everywhere. All about Aaron Rodgers. Where's he going to go? What's he going to do? It does sound like leading in the clubhouse is staying in Green Bay, going basically asking Green Bay to trade him to Denver. Then I think it's Pittsburgh and Tennessee kind of in that mix. And then it's retire. I don't think he's going to retire now. My money would go to him staying in Green Bay. They're prepared to offer him a monster deal. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN says terms of a potential new contract could always change, but a 3 or 4 year deal would help Green Bay's salary cap situation while giving Rodgers, who is 38 years old, contractually clarity well into his 40s. So, I mean, they're going to give him the biggest deal that they could muster. They'll figure it out. He has one year left on his deal, and it would count $46.1 million against the cap. You have Patrick Mahomes making 45. What is he? Annual contract 45. Well, Rodgers is going to get over that. That's what the Packers are prepared to do. How they're going to do it, I have no idea. They're going to have to move stuff around. Brian Gutekunst, the Packers general manager, also the most fun last name to say in the history of the world, said last week that Green Bay has not received any trade offers for Rodgers. He said not a single person has called. Do you buy that? Nobody's called? Hell, I heard the Washington Commanders called the Chiefs. Seriously, just to say, hey, what would it take to get Mahomes? Like, they just call. Why not, right? The worst they're going to say is no. What would it take to get Patrick Mahomes? Not trading him. All right, have a good day. I'd do the same thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, let's get to this. We got the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is an interesting one. We'll pop into that. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. We got it rocking and rolling there. There it is. There it is, Jades. I knew you'd do it. I believed in you all the way through. Didn't have a doubt in my mind that that wasn't going to hit. Good is the Joker. Nikola Jokic just went off last night in their win against the Pelicans. And he had 46 points. He had a triple-double. 30 of those 46 points were in the fourth quarter and overtime combined. And the Nuggets get the dub.
Jokic tips it away. Jokic on the move. And he puts it up and in. Takeover mode, Nikola Jokic. Can the Nuggets keep it going? Jokic, 39, 11, and 10. Here he goes again. 41 now for Nikola Jokic. Morris looking for Jokic. One-on-one against Billy. They double. Morris nearly traveled. Four to shoot. Jokic puts up a prayer. And it's answered. Oh, Nikola Jokic. Monte Morris. Jokic, 16-footer. That's good!
You can't stop it.
46 for Nikola Jokic.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. He's my Red Wing player, my Red Wing Shoes player of the game was not Nikola Jokic. I'm going to go with David Roddy. Probably should have been Nikola Jokic, but let's face it, the Joker's going to get these awards after the next, what, 2 or 3 weeks? Pretty much every week. We'll see. We'll talk about my player of the week coming up a little bit later on. My bad is the way the UNC Bears lost. Raekwon Battle went right back at Bodie Hume. He hit the winning three-pointer from 35 feet to give Montana State the win, 87-85 over UNC.
Everybody out, and a bounce pass is caught inbounds by Adamu. He's going to drive to the right. Bears want to try to foul him. They do not. They get the steal with a basketball. Dalton connect with the ball. The Bears have a chance to take a lead with a three. Hume corner left. Jumper good. Oh my goodness, a steal for connect and a three for Bodie Hume. Timeout, Montana State. The Bears have taken an 85-84 lead. They're going to put couple seconds back on the clock, 4.5 to go. Here we go. Inbound is caught backcourt. It is grabbed by Battle. Battle dribbles to half court. He's going to launch a three. Counts if it goes. Got it! He hit it at the horn, and Montana State pulls this one out.
Talk about a change of emotions there. Bummer for Bodie Hume. Bummer for the UNC Bears. The ugly for me, we don't have a clip on this, is this. I know I have been the guy that's been like, hey, Rodgers is not coming here. All right? I don't believe in it. However, I'm not annoyed by the news. I'm not one of those guys that thinks that Aaron Rodgers is manipulating the media and constantly wanting to make himself heard. Brady's on the Pat McAfee show all the time. It's a weekly. He's probably paid for that, bro. He's on there every single week. Whether there's big news or whatever news, he's there to talk to Pat McAfee. That is a weekly radio segment. We know something about those. Just like David Roddy, he's going to be on this week, not to announce whether he's going to stay at CSU or go to the NBA next year, which he's not. He's not going to announce that. It's because he does a weekly radio show. It's called a commitment. All the other news getting out there is being floated between managers and everybody else. So I'm not one of those guys that's like, I'm tired of the Rodgers thing. Here's what I am tired of, though. The fans that are like making something out of nothing on a regular basis. If you wouldn't know any better, if you believed everything you read on Twitter, Jades, Aaron Rodgers now has four properties, four houses. He's got one in Denver. He's got one in Tennessee. He's got one in Pittsburgh. He's got one in Green Bay. He's probably going to throw one in Tampa Bay just in case. Hey, might as well throw one in Hawaii. There's no NFL teams there. You never know. I just think it's hilarious because that part's weird to me. That's nothing to do with Rodgers. That's the fan base. It's crazy, man. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Yeah, very cool. Congratulations to Andrew Olerez for the UNC Bears. I mean, he made history on Sunday night. He became the first Northern Colorado wrestler to win a Big 12 championship. He did so by defeating Allen Hart of Missouri by a decision of 6-4. So congratulations to that wonderful athlete that we've talked about. I know Tanner has covered him. Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now has talked about him throughout the years in his high school days. But very cool. Good for him. 20 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, when we come back, going to get into it, man. It's championship week. It is conference tournament time. And like I said, for some teams, it's a big deal. For others, it's like, when do we get off? Because I'm ready to go to the NCAA tournament. We're going to talk about all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are just getting warmed up here on a Monday, man. There's no such thing as Mondays on the whole show. Monday blues do not exist. We'll be right back.
Join the Hull Show Bracket Challenge. Winner gets $500 cold hard cash. Keep listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
23 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the Hulse Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day: what are the Broncos going to do with that number 9 pick? Select a defensive player, use it as a part of a trade to get Aaron Rodgers, select an offensive player, draft a quarterback, or trade back to acquire even more picks. And you guys are going back and forth between selecting a defensive player and using it as part of a trade. That would be part of it. The last I read is it would cost the number 9 pick, this year's second round pick, and next year's first round pick, perhaps a player. Gone down a little bit, perhaps, or maybe that's what the Broncos are willing to offer if this happens. We're going to know tomorrow, folks, and then get ready. This is either going to die down like just like that, is if he stays in Green Bay, or if he announces that he'd like to be traded, it's going to go absolutely nuts. Part of me thinks he's using the Bronco, or I'm trying to be careful here, that he's holding on a little bit longer. He's kind of playing chicken with the train, so to speak, with Green Bay, hoping that they'll do right by Devontae Adams, not franchise tag him, also figure out how to get a long-term deal done. The Packers are going to have to do some fancy feet moves to get this done. No doubt. They're going to have to figure it out. Because if they want Rodgers and Rodgers wants Adams, they got to figure out how to make that work in their salary cap, meaning they got a lot of offloading to do. They got to move some things around before they can make any of that happen. Time will tell. Gut tells me that Rodgers announces tomorrow he's staying with Green Bay. That is based on nothing. It's just, this is ramped up in a very big way over the weekend. Is this Rodgers? And again, I have no problem if it is. Is this Rodgers helping fuel the fire so that the Packers do realize, okay, he's about ready to want out. We got to make two deals for the Packers. We got to make sure we get Rodgers taken care of, and we got to make sure Devontae Adams is taken care of. I have no issue with that. You guys think it's annoying. I'm not there. Rodgers is about ready to make a giant decision. He's either going to leave the place, his NFL home that he's known his entire career, and a lot of his great friends and brothers in the NFL, or he's going to stay put, knowing that it's been a little rocky over the last few years. He's got a huge decision to make. I mean, I wouldn't want to make it lightly either. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. We got championship week. How about the Big Sky Conference tournament coming up? It sucks that the Bears lost to Montana State, especially that way. That would have given them the second seed. I don't mind the draw, though, to be honest. This is the way it looks for UNC. Part of me thinks, because if they would have been at number two, it wouldn't have, or number one, or number two, yeah, number two, it wouldn't have mattered that much. They would have been playing either Portland State or Idaho State. The first round is a little sketchy to me. I'm a little worried about it. They'll play the winner of either Eastern Washington or Northern Arizona. They swept Northern Arizona. Northern Arizona's got a really good player on their team, maybe one of the best, the second best scorer in the league. But Eastern Washington, the Bears split with them, with Eastern Washington breaking up their nice. They would have had like a 7-game winning streak to finish the season, but Eastern Washington gets a win in there. I think the Bears, if they can get past the first round, I like them to beat Southern Utah, which I would imagine Southern Utah beats either Portland State or Idaho State. I think the Bears battle it out Thursday, game of their life. If they can do that, then I like them to make it to the Big Sky Conference Championship. And we all know what happens if they win that game. They go dancing for the first time, I guess, like for reals, officially. On the other side, though, you have Montana State. They're going to play the winner of Sac State and Idaho. Weber State and Montana go at it on Thursday. And then, of course, likely Montana State wins, and they either play Weber State or Montana on Friday. Wouldn't be shocked if Weber State wins that game, and then it's Montana State and Weber State. That's going to be a battle right there. I think the Bears have a chance. Listen, the Bears can lose to anybody in this conference. They can win against anybody in this conference. They beat all the top teams. They beat Southern Utah twice. They beat Weber State once. They swept Montana. They beat Montana State once. So it's doable. It is very doable. You're going to have Dalen Kuntz be special. He'll probably be named the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. I'm waiting to get confirmation on that, because we did on the Mountain West side of things. Congratulations are in order, by the way. David Roddy was named the Mountain West Player of the Year by the league's media. Make that clear, the media first. And Stevens was also on the second, made the second team, according to the media. Now, that's the media side. They have the conference side and the media side. Congratulations to David Roddy, our guy. Love that guy. Proud of the dude. He's been sensational. I don't know when we're going to catch up with him this week, but we will at some point as they get set for a big game. But I believe we're going to get, hopefully, that news that Dalen Kuntz is the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year as well. I think that's going to happen. So the Mountain West is interesting. You have, a lot of interest here because of the teams that we cover. I mean, Wyoming as well. But I've watched Mountain West all season. It was a blast. It was so much fun. Wyoming's playing UNLV on Thursday. We're going to get Cody Tucker of 7220 on 7220 Sports to talk to us about that matchup and what Wyoming needs to do to punch a ticket. Have they punched a ticket? What do you think? Colorado State will play the winner between Utah State and Air Force. San Diego State will play the winner between Fresno State and San Jose State. Good chance that CSU is playing San Diego State in the semifinals. And there is a chance, folks, that CSU and Wyoming can find their way to the championship game for Game 3. 2 weeks ago, I would have said count on that, because I think Wyoming's that good. But they have had a severe drop since they cracked the top 25. Speaking of top 25, before we wrap up, CSU got back in. They're ranked number 23. Susan and Cheryl love that. They got in. Back into the top 25 by beating Boise State in what was an absolute beauty of a game. The Boise State Broncos win the regular season title, but the Rams sweep the Broncos overall. So who's the better team in the conference? It's Colorado State. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to our Wyoming Cowboys insider, Cody Tucker, coming back. But first, we need to get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, 35 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Joining me now, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, an award-winning sports writer, Cody Tucker. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, my man, it's going to be a wild week, a wild Thursday. I cannot wait for this Mountain West Conference tournament to get rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Brady, the headline on my latest piece is, does Wyoming need to win in Las Vegas to punch its ticket to the NCAA tournament? So I'm knees deep in this stuff right now, and it's confusing as all hell, and I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to calm some nerves, but I don't know if I can. I don't know. It's crazy.
And that's what so 2 weeks ago, I would have been, hey, Wyoming's just got good a shot as any to win the conference tournament. They're going to go dancing. They cracked the top 25. Everything's looking great. Well, we know how things went. After that, they drop a tough one to that New Mexico team, and we think, okay, maybe that's just a weird thing. They lose to CSU, and then they beat Nevada. And then after that, that's when things kind of got weird for them. When you and I talked last Monday, it was like, hey, they can control their own destiny here, take care of business, and then they're going to be really interested to see what happens between Boise State and CSU. Instead, they dropped two of their last three. So what does that mean? How far do they need to go in your mind, or do they need to take the whole thing to punch that ticket?
Well, you like to believe in the Joe Lenardis of the world and the Jerry Palms of the world, and both of them still have the Cowboys in one way or another. But I think beating Fresno State in overtime on Saturday was gigantic. Mm-hmm. They lose that game, they're in deep trouble. You hope, Brady, that people take into consideration, and it sounds like a laundry list of excuses, but the Cowboys played a ton of games late in the season. They played four games in 7 days, and they're on the road. They're playing the San Diego State CSUs of the world, UNLV, a place they haven't won against the Rebels in their last 19 tries. You hope they take that kind of stuff into consideration, and the injuries, and they were just exhausted, and Coach Linder hates excuses more than anybody, but it was really a legit excuse there at the end. And they were in all these games. They weren't getting blown out. They were in them with a minute to go, and The Fresno State game, though, I think was the lifesaver. Maldo goes the length of the court, gets fouled, and goes to the line with 0.2 seconds left and nails both free throws. Less than a minute from missing two free throws and playing really with one eye after getting his left eyeball, his left cornea scratched at UNLV. So that was a huge, huge win.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that was it. I looked at that and said, man, if they drop that to Fresno State, then they are pretty much going to have to do something pretty good, at least win a couple of games in that tournament. At Wyoming's best, I feel like you could realistically put them in to the Mountain West Championship game, and maybe CSU, wouldn't that be something? At their worst, who knows? Maybe they could lose in their first game on Thursday against a UNLV team that's really hot. So where are you at on this one, man? Because, again, it's been an amazing ride, but down the stretch, as you mentioned, fatigue starts to settle in, and we're wondering, okay, what do we have here with this Cowboys team?
Yeah, and you know, too, Brady, you got to mention, man, this is a team that does not have a senior. I mean, technically, Maldo and Jeffries and Hunter Thompson are seniors. They can come back next year. So you have a bunch of guys that are really playing their first college basketball season, their first full season. And Graham Mikay, I think, of all of them, is going to benefit the most from this five-day break. And they are taking a break, and they almost need it mentally as much as they do physically. So, UNLV, do I sound like too much of a homer if I say they're due? They haven't won against the Rebels in Las Vegas since 2003. So I kind of like that matchup, to be honest with you. The last game at Thomas and Mack, UNLV didn't double Grammy K. They didn't double Hunter Maldonado. They took their chances with their athleticism, and the Cowboys were in that the whole way until they just flamed out at the end. They were just exhausted. So I like a rested team. I'm not worried about it. I don't think it'll take long for Kruger to start double-teaming those guys. So I'm with you, man. I think you get your blood pressure medication ready and handy if they play CSU for a championship and we take this border war to the desert. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but boy, would that be sweet. And, you know, David Roddy, he deserved the Mountain West Player of the Year more than anybody, in my opinion. But you can't look past the fact that the Cowboys are the only team, too, that has two first-team selections that made the first team. So the Cowboys definitely have a lot of talent. And we talk about the teams that maybe Wyoming doesn't want to see, but I think a lot of teams probably don't want to see Wyoming.
I think you're exactly right. And, I know Rams fans will appreciate the shout-out to Roddy. Listen, I thought so many Mountain West players were deserving of this, but at the end of the day, Roddy's just a unique beast, isn't he? But you're right, there's so many great players in this conference. Those two guys you mentioned for the Cowboys are extremely special players. So how much do you think this rest really will benefit them? Because you say fatigue, and I agree with you 100%, but you're going to jump right back into the fire here, and these are going to be intense games left and right, so hopefully they can really get that rest needed before Thursday.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about Roddy, imagine CSU without David Roddy.
Right, right.
You know, there's no chance. And they have a lot of good players, and they're really deep. But David Roddy is the guy that stirs a drink for sure. But, you know, like I said, with the rest thing, I think it's huge. And I think it's huge mentally. And for a guy like Graham Mikay, he went 11 for 11 from the field on February 19th against Air Force. And then we saw what happened to him in Fort Collins. Had a decent game against Nevada. San Diego State shut him down. UNLV shut him down. And he quietly had 16 against Fresno State. And he's only shooting about 33% from the field. And that's your guy. That's your guy who's taking 16, 17 shots a game. And more troubling, he's not getting to the free throw line. And that's where he made hay. And that's where we saw Orlando Robinson finish with 34 points in Laramie on Saturday. And 14 of those came at the stripe. So I think you're going to see a reinvigorated Graham Mikay. Jeff Linder loves to challenge his guys. He challenged Xavier Dussel before the game, and he came out and put up 5 three-point attempts to start the game against Fresno. So I'd imagine there's a challenge coming for Mr. EK, and I expect the Aurora product to come out reinvigorated, and I think it's not going to be long before UNLV is going to have to throw a double team at him.
Well, talk to us about that matchup that you said, hey, losing to UNLV once, but still you liked what you were seeing. I think with Graham Mikay, he's obviously had a crash course all year. People are going to double this guy left and right. Most of the time, he handles it extremely well. I think you saw the UNLV game, even the CSU game a week ago or whatever, where we are now. He did kind of have those struggles with those double teams. But you look at it, man, you know that they've been dissecting film, and he's going to be ready for this one, I believe, on Thursday.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it too, Brady, that Jeff Linder mentioned. They don't have to prepare for UNLV. They just played them. So there's no prep time going into UNLV. And something that you don't figure is going to happen twice is Graham and Maldo to have rough games like they did, and Drake Jeffries and Xavier Dussel doesn't score, and Jeremiah Oden doesn't score. On the flip side, they held Bryce Hamilton to 15 points, 8 of which came at the free throw line. You don't expect him to play like that either. So, you know, you can afford to give up a 25 spot to a Bryce Hamilton as long as you don't let the other guys go nuts. And they let Ham and they let Webster go nuts on them, and that was the difference in the game. And when your guys aren't firing on any cylinders, which they can't afford to not have Dussel and Oden score. I mean, that's just brutal. So, you know, I like that they're getting this rest. They are exhausted. They played so many games here down the stretch, and I think Linder's legit. I think he's literally – he said they haven't even had a time to practice. They've just been getting game prep. So this is a time to practice, but also a time to just chill.
Yeah, and I think that's that interesting line that coaches have to walk, right? You want to be able to get some kind of practice in, so you're still picking up some of that rhythm from the win over the weekend. But like you said, the most important thing, I think, for the Cowboys is time, is rest.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think a guy like Xavier Dussel is going to be key with this in this game especially, because he's one of the main ones who held Hamilton in check. And what we've seen through young Dussel's progression here is he is lights out on defense, but sometimes that takes away from his offensive game. He needs to be more aggressive on offense as well, and he really did a good job on Isaiah Hill on Saturday. He shut him down. He didn't score his first bucket till I believe 1:34 left in the second half. So, and Dussel led the way with 21 for the Cowboys. So they really need him. They really need the role players to step up, and we've been talking about that all year, but honestly, they really need the big two to play like the big two.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Certainly knows his stuff when it comes to the Mountain West as well. You want to give us your picks in this bracket? Can we go through that with you, my friend?
Oh, my God.
I'll list them. You just fire at the hip, man. You know what?
Let's
put him in the the pressure cooker? Is that what we're calling it? What is it? Go for it, Jades.
Rapid fire.
There it is. Okay.
Rapid fire. Okay.
You are now in rapid fire, Cody Tucker. Few have survived this, and those that have don't remember what happened. So we'll see what happens. All right, Nevada and New Mexico.
Oh, two scary, really scary teams. I'm going to go with Jalen House in New Mexico.
All right, so New Mexico moves on to take on Boise State. So, all right, who do you got? Let's just stay up there. Boise State, New Mexico, right? I mean, the Broncos take care of New Mexico, right?
Yeah, I think they do, but, okay. You know, this is Boise State doesn't exactly show up during tournament time now, do they?
So,
I don't know. New Mexico's a scary team, but, yeah, I think Boise State's good enough on defense to stop House and gang.
All right, so you got Boise State there. Okay, Wyoming and UNLV in that quarterfinals matchup.
I really do like the Cowboys in this. I don't think they go to Vegas and lose in the first round.
All right, so you like a Boise State-Wyoming matchup in the semifinals. Let's move on down. Utah State and Air Force, winner gets CSU.
Aggies, Justin Bean, they're way too much for Air Force.
All right, let's just stay right there. Utah State, Colorado State. Do the Rams, you know, they popped in the AP Top 25. Do they start thinking that the ticket is punched and it's over? What do you think there?
I think their ticket is punched and it's over, but I also think they can punch the Aggies in the mouth. They already did it in Logan last week. They'll do it again.
I think you're right there as well. Okay, Fresno State and San Jose State. Winner gets San Diego State.
Orlando Robinson might outscore San Jose State.
You're right. I think that might be the bet there, right?
I'm going to put money on that when I get to town.
All right, so San Diego State and Fresno State.
Oh, man, they played in two overtimes the other night. But, man, San Diego State's built for this, aren't they? And Jeff Linder talks about it all the time. They're old. They're old and they're seasoned and they've been there, done that. So, got to go with the Aztecs, unfortunately.
All right, so no big surprises. You got Boise State, Wyoming, CSU, and San Diego State. Boise State and Wyoming in that semifinals matchup. Who you got, Cody?
So I think we've talked about this. You know, Linder was on that staff at Boise State for a long time, and they kind of mirror each other. Boise State's the older team, and Wyoming is the younger team, the younger version. Honestly, this is going to sound super homer. I love the Cowboys against Boise State. We've all talked about how we're happy that Wyoming's not on the side with the Aztecs and the Rams, and I really do. I like Wyoming in that. Degenhardt's terrifying, and Kijab's really good, but if Shaver's not on, I don't like their chances.
I'm with you. I'm going with Wyoming. I think you and I have the exact same pick so far. We'll find out. CSU and San Diego State in that semifinals matchup. Who is going to face those Wyoming Cowboys?
Oh, man, I think that is going to be, holy smokes, that might be the game of the tournament right there. You know, we saw San Diego State really put it on CSU, but their scoring is so erratic, and CSU scoring is not erratic, so I like the Rams in that one.
We have the exact same bracket. We have it's the exact same. All right, who's winning?
It might end here.
I'm thinking it's going to. All right, we got the best of three here. Wyoming took the first one. CSU took the second. Who's winning when it really matters in the conference tournament?
Oh man, you know, I'm going to get killed. I can't vote for CSU. I'm from Wyoming, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to do it, man. Don't do it.
No, I think a third border war would be unbelievably special. I think it'd be a lot of fun for all the marbles, and you know, I just can't in all good conscience pick CSU, but I would not be shocked if the Rams ended up winning this whole thing. I think they are the best team in the Mountain West right now, but that doesn't mean they're the best team on Saturday night in Las Vegas in the Thomas and Mack Center. So I'm just ready to let it go and see what happens. I think this is going to be a blast. If you're a college basketball fan, I think you're just going to be glued.
Now, I can't let you pick. You obviously can't let you pick CSU. You still got a job to do after this tournament, man. I can't have you getting ran out of Wyoming. We just started connecting with you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm from here. I got the bronze boot tattooed on my arm. I can't very well be picking Colorado State.
I hear you, man. Well, you know what? I think either way, we're ready for this. You survived. You survived it, man. Great work by you.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. That was a lot of fun.
All right, Cody, my man. I'm assuming you're hitting the road here pretty soon then, huh?
Yeah, I'm heading out Wednesday, weather pending. It sounds like we got a storm heading our way. So Wednesday night, if I can. If not, I'll just get in the car and drive.
All right, man.
I hate flying anyway.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's the way you got to do it, my friend. Cody, safe journeys. It should be a hell of a tournament. Yep. Maybe we'll try to reach out to you later this week. We'll try to catch up with you.
Do anytime, Brady. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, my man. That's Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. We have the exact same bracket. No, we don't. I think I have Nevada beating New Mexico. Excuse me. I think I do have Nevada beating New Mexico. But other than that, we have the exact same bracket, save for I like CSU to win the Mountain West Championship. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Shall I give my predictions on the other side of the three conference tournaments that we're following? We'll do that on the other side. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here, Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We're going to be live at the GOAT next Monday. I'll have my regular show 12 to 2, but then I'll be out there 5 to 6 o'clock for our March Madness special. It's going to be a blast. If you're in our bracket challenge, and make sure you're in our bracket challenge, by the way. If you're a Hall of Famer, you have no excuse. You need to be in it. Print off your bracket. Bring it out. We're going to have the Wheel of Destiny out there. Show me your bracket. Spin the wheel. Win stuff. Gift cards, hats from the GOAT, Nuggets tickets, you name it. We're going to have it out there. That is next Monday, 5 o'clock. Join us. It's going to be a blast. 5 to 6, special edition of the whole show. I'm just going to go through this quickly. I'm not going to go through the entire bracket. You heard what I said about the Mountain West. UNC plays the winner of Eastern Washington, Northern Arizona. I think it's going to be a battle. I do think the Bears pull it off, and I think if they can get past that one, they're going to beat Southern Utah. Then it's going to be UNC in the championship against either Montana State or Weber State. I think Weber State's going to go to the championship game. It's going to be UNC and Weber State. I like the Bears to win. They're going to go dancing for the first time, really, historically, I guess, in their history, and Steve Smiley's going to find a way to get the best out of this group. As for the Pac-12, I'll bust through it real fast here. I like Arizona beating, or Arizona is already there. Arizona's going to be playing Stanford, I think, in the first, in the second round. The Buffs will be going up against Oregon. UCLA is going to move past. I like UCLA beating USC. UCLA in the championship going up against Arizona. I do like the Buffs winning against Oregon. They will lose in the third round, though, but great season for them. I like Arizona and UCLA in the championship game. With UCLA, I think UCLA gets the upset. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up next.